author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert, the foremost expert on aspartame toxicity. She's been at this for two decades and is just a stalwart, just an amazing woman. Her websites are mpwhi.com, doorway.com, that's doorway.com, and WNHO.net, which stands for World Natural Health Organization, and holisticmed.com/aspartame. And we have a couple of questions. One gentleman wants to know about stevia, if that is safe or not.
So on which stevia you get, because in Brazil they even add aspartame to it. So you have to use pure green stevia. Like, for instance, the Coke people said, "We hear you," and they made a sweetener called Truvia. But when it was investigated by Arthur Evangelista, he's a former FDA investigator that left because of their corruption. He wrote a report that it's full of chemicals. And not only that, the sweetener really is erythritol. They put a little stevia in it. But you can get it with just plain green stevia, and that would be absolutely okay to do. But if it has additives in it, this is a time when we have to read labels, because you don't know what people put, you know, in many things. But right. That's the only thing is that Dr. Blaylock told me that stevia does cause hypoglycemia, so you have to be careful about that. And that's why he was so glad that just like sugar was made, and he wrote in the Blaylock Wellness Report, finally, a safe sweetener. And incidentally, here's a little bit of good news. The company is having a kickoff in September to put a product in the schools, that's the alkaline water with the organic fruit juices, and even the container is biodegradable. So that their kickoff time is September, and if they're able to get that in a lot of the school systems, otherwise, with this milk problem and the FDA, you know, parents are going to have to send their own lunch to school to make sure, and they should take the report for schools that's on our website. It's on a banner. It just says report for schools and pediatricians, and send that to their teacher, to the PTA, to the Board of Education, to the principal, so that they will know and your kids will be safe in school.
Of course, the government is trying to control what kids eat for lunch at school, too. So that is a big, big problem.
I know.
Another question.
Uh-huh.
What kind of machine do you use to purify your water, to clean your water?
I use Kangen. I started using it because of the I had acid reflux. And as soon as I used it, it stopped, and I had it very badly. And I got
How do you spell that?
K-A-N-G-E-N, and I got it from Ed Johnson, Ed Johnson was a former U.S. prosecutor until he got two aspartame brain tumors, and he's in the movie Sweet Misery, A Poison World. And so when he couldn't practice law, he went into things that have to do with health. And when I mentioned the acid reflux, he told me this would stop it, and it certainly did. And so since then, I just refer everybody to him that's interested, because he's got all kinds of information on it that he emails out. So let's see if I can give you his email number, or they can email me, and he'll send the information. But it's Ed Johnson at stic.net. So he takes care of that. But I would never drink tap water. And actually, the reason that I was questioning the water is I was getting it in a glass container at Whole Foods, and I would never use plastic. And if anything, the acid reflux got worse. So we had somebody come out and test the water in our house. And while he was at it, I said, how about testing this water I get at Whole Foods? And when they did, it had a pH of 2, which is so acid. And then I understood.
Oh, sure.
You know, why it is. So you should use alkaline water. And he has the information by a Nobel laureate that says if your body is alkaline, then you can't get cancer. And people should consider this if they've been on aspartame, because it is so very badly carcinogenic.
Right. All righty. And just a response from the situation with the colonoscopy. She says, one is actually forced into these sorts of things by society and the brainwashing, in other words, colonoscopy. If you are sick from work, your employer wants to know if you have tried all the normal tests to decide if you are fit for work. What is your ailment? All this information. And they are not interested in hearing about how it is going with the acupuncturist. They are not interested. Your employer, corporations are not interested in having you see naturopathic doctors. They want you to go to the allopathic medical industry.
I know. I get letters from my insurance company wanting to know everything about you, and then they call. They have recordings on the telephone. I finally told them, please take me off your list. I mean, it's getting to the point that nothing is private anymore, and so I don't answer those things.
Good. I think, yes, absolutely. We should keep everything as private as we possibly can. Oh, goodness. Okay, so getting back to, you were talking about GMO corn. And you recently, I think yesterday, sent out in your newsletter or sent out to your email list something about corn syrup. And we have to understand that corn syrup is very, very bad for us. And corn syrup is in so many products.
Well, you know, that's interesting, because I was really surprised when the Just Like Sugar Company made a replacement for fructose. And it's, you know, I think it's probably got zero calories or very close to it. I don't have the information in front of me. But I sent a gallon of it to Coke, because they can't say that, well, they get a better price because it doesn't cost any more than the unhealthy fructose. So they could do this. And the Coke wrote me back and said they don't take suggestions from anyone unless they are within the company.
Ah.
So
okay.
They could replace that with something, not spend any more money, because they're concerned about profit, and give the people something healthy. And I told them at the same time, you know, take aspartame out of your products. It's a deadly chemical poison. And the thing of it is that Coke and Pepsi know, because they're the first two members of the National Soft Drink Association, that's now American Beverage, and that protested against the use of aspartame to begin with, you know, and gave the adulteration law in that protest. and we have it on our website. We have all the congressional, three of the congressional records, and then we have a letter that was sent to American Beverage, which, of course, they won't answer, which shows you that they have known all along. They even said that they used a test that would not pick up the aspartic acid. So they did everything they could so that people would not know that it breaks down into formaldehyde. And it's a very interesting report.
Amazing. All righty, we are going to a break. Feel free to call in at 800-313-9443 when we come back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her websites are mpwhi.com and doorway.com. WNHO.net and holisticmed.com/aspartame. And we do have several callers lined up. So did you want to finish what you were saying about the American, what is it, the American Beverage, that they've known all along that all this stuff is poisonous?
Yes. In fact, if you go to my website under aspartame videos, you'll see me telling the CEO of Coke, and holding up the book to their stockholders. I got a proxy to get in. And him saying, you know, if we ever thought there was a problem, and yet I've even talked to someone who is a scientist who used to work for Koch and translate the studies, and he told me all of them were bad. So they've always known.
Of course.
But at least it got an opportunity to warn his stockholders on their 100th anniversary. Somebody used it in a DVD, and he wouldn't say anything at all, of course, but at least it's on record. They have to keep those videos on record of their stockholder meetings.
Good for you. All righty, let's take Gary in Kentucky. Gary, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Dr. Martini, I was wondering now, with these aspartame and all these various
I guess we've lost Russ. I'm sorry. Okay, let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Hi, Dr. Martini.
Hi.
On a previous show, I heard you mention that some of the stevia products are cut with aspartame before they even get to the States. Is that correct?
Yes, there's one in Brazil that has aspartame in it. And we had a Mission Possible Brazil, and they happened to tell me, and she said, you've got to be very careful, because over here we put aspartame in stevia, and it could be done in other places. But they have certain ingredients in them, and if you can't spell the name, you can't pronounce it, you don't know what it is, as Dr. Roberts said, when in doubt, throw it out.
Well,
so you have to be sure that it's pure stevia and it doesn't have something mixed with it.
So if the products that you get here in the States that say it's 100% stevia, or would one assume they're pretty safe?
Well, not until you read the label.
Well, if it doesn't have anything in it except for stevia.
Oh, well, then it would be safe. Now, Dr. Blaylock did say it can cause hypoglycemia. It was the only thing that he had against it. But it has some good qualities. It's been used for thousands of years in Brazil.
Well, when I use it in a recipe, and I just buy the stuff that I can use in a recipe, I usually put half the sugar that the recipe calls for and use the equivalent amount of stevia, because I find that I try to substitute it all. It just doesn't taste right.
Let me tell you something. The Just Like Sugar Company has got big packets of Just Like Sugar for baking, and they sent me some of their cookies, even their gluten-free. And it was incredible. It tastes just like regular cookies. You know, when you get gluten-free, sometimes it tastes like cardboard. But they have something that you bake with, and when it tastes just like you put sugar in it. And, of course, this product is made with chicory and orange peel and calcium and vitamin C.
When I priced that was a little pricey if you're going to use it for your baking. That's the only thing that drew me back. But, you know, now I've made beer, and I've studied making wine. I haven't actually. And so I know a little bit about how in alcohol, making alcohol, how the fructose is, I think, a monosaccharide, and how you convert starch to the kind of sugar that the alcohol can, or the yeast can consume to make alcohol. Wouldn't the chicory, is that some sort of fructose, or what is the deal on that?
Chicory's been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics. And you can actually go to their website, www.justlikesugarinc.com. And it'll tell you about all the ingredients, and you'll see a movie up there called The Just Like Sugar Story, and you can, and he tells how the conversation that we had and why they made it. And there's all kinds of information that you can get from them on everything in it. Dr. Blaylock wouldn't put it in the Blaylock Wellness Report until it was analyzed. And when it was analyzed, there were no excitotoxins. There was nothing else except for the chicory, and which is organic, and the vitamin C from organic oranges, and the orange peel, and calcium, and that's all that was in it.
But okay.
I don't know the price of the big packets of baking sugar, but that would, you know, because they sell it in a bigger quantity, it may be well priced. I don't have any financial association with the company.
Well,
they
now,
just
do you...
made it because we needed something safe.
Do you know if it gives people gas or anything? Because they used to say how Jerusalem artichokes are good for people that are diabetic because the inulin in it is undigestible. But that causes a lot of gas, and that's what I was wondering about.
I've never had a problem with it at
okay.
all. And since it's been on the market and we got it around, we've never even had a complaint in all these years.
Okay. Well, I'll have to try it, especially for my dad, because I can't get him to cut down on his sugar consumption. So maybe I'll have to get some and make him some baked chips. So thank you, Betty.
Sure.
Thank you, Deanna. Bye.
Thank you, Cher. All righty, let's take Mike in South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Deanna.
Hi.
Good program. Dr. Martini, you are one woman with a lot of information.
Well, I've been doing it 20 years, actually over 20 years, so that I think I could have got two MD degrees in the time I've been doing nothing but researching aspartame.
I think you'd be great for about once a month, Deanna, here for about 2 hours. You'd load her right up with a lot of information.
Oh, absolutely. I think we ought to have an aspartame week in September.
I think you're right. That'd be a good idea. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Have one.
Yep.
It's absolutely fantastic information. Now, Dr. Martini, I'm about 2 hours.
We have a break. Stay over the break, Mike. We'll be right back.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. Her website is mpwhi.com. You have lots and lots of articles here that people really need to look at. You've covered fluoride information, GMO information, MSG information, vaccine information. We had Mike from South Carolina. Mike, what was your question?
Actually, I had a couple comments.
Okay.
Dr. Martini, you mentioned the Georgia Guidestones out of Elberton. I take my clients down there to touch those stones every chance I get. They are for real. They're done in 8 different languages. They'll knock you over when you approach them. Each one of them weighs about 18 tons apiece, and they're beautiful. Anybody coming in that area off of 85 should stop in and see them. They're well worth looking at. I'm going to pass on something to you, Dr. Martini, concerning acid reflux. There's something over 10 years ago I had the same thing. And for the listeners, I will tell you that in America here, we're the only country when we sit down to eat, we literally drink all of our drinks along with our food. In other words, you won't every spoon or every piece of food you put in your mouth is always followed by some type of water or tea or coffee. What we need to do is stop doing that. The food goes into the stomach, and it needs to sit there and activate the acids that are required to break down the food. If you follow it with water or the drink, you flush the food into the stomach, and it doesn't get a chance to do that. Acid reflux is caused by the acids not having anything to work on, so they back up at night. If you just take 2 or 3 bites of food and a sip of whatever you're going to drink, you'd be better off doing that. And water or tea or something at ambient or room temperatures will stop the acid reflux 90% of the time. It takes about 3 or 4 days to get into this habit. Stay away from anything that's acid reflux medications. You'll try that. It'll be a simpler way to do it. I had it very bad, and a PhD researcher told me about it over 10 years ago, and it straightened me out in about 3 days real quick. I haven't never had a problem since.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the information. Actually, I knew how to get rid of acid reflux and tried everything, and you know, I had it really bad. I had a large sliding hiatal hernia that was sliding food into my lung and causing pneumonia. So it was pretty serious. But as soon as I used the alkaline water, I didn't have to worry about it anymore. I'd had it for years, and, you know, the doctors had given me advice, and I'd even bought books on it, but that was the only thing in my case that stopped it was the alkaline water.
Fabulous. All righty. Well, thank you so much, Mike.
You're up for good work, Deanna. Welcome back, you. Dr. Martini. We expect to see you again at least once a month.
Thank you, Mike. All righty, let's take Barry in California. Barry, welcome to the program.
Can you hear me all right, Diana?
Yes, uh-huh. Thank you, Barry.
Yeah, you're talking to an ex soda and diet soda. I haven't had it in 2 years, and I noticed a change in my stomach and stuff. But those that are addicted to, especially the diet sodas, how do they get off of it if they can't get off it, like, right away? What do you
suggest? That's why we asked you to get on the aspartame information list on my website. And you can also email me for the aspartame resource guide at BettyM19@mindspring.com, and it has, you know, all the information that you need, and then we sort of work with you if you can't get off of it cold turkey. I know that Dr. Roberts says you just have to take one day at a time, but in the resource guide, for instance, Dr. Blaylock says to use magnesium because it protects the brain and the heart from excitotoxins. There's certain things you can do. There's Dr. Caldwell's aspartame detox program on it. And if you look over all the information, it will give you a lot of suggestions. And we're here every day, you know, trying to help you. And on the aspartame information list, if you have a problem, just state what it is. And, of course, I'll answer, and so will a lot of the other victims who have been through it.
Great.
Okay.
I also have a button on my website, Dr. Martini's Aspartame Info, which contains the guide. Did you have another question, Barry?
I noticed on your website you have recipes and stuff. The recipes in there, are they food that doesn't have aspartame or any GMOs and all that?
Are you talking to Deanna?
No, I'm talking to you on your website.
Which website are you on? I don't think we have any recipes on ours.
What's the name of your website?
www.mpwhi.com.
What does that stand for?
Mission Possible World Health International.
Yeah, that's the one I went on. There's a section for food recipes.
Well, if there's something on there about food recipes, then evidently my webmaster put it up, and he would not put anything up if it had any aspartame in it. I mean, he's against
it. It's alkaline food that's alkalinity, it looks like.
What is it under? You know, we have buttons at the top. You'll see aspartame videos, aspartame resources, 92 symptoms, sudden cardiac death. There's little buttons at the top. And there's not one on recipe. Pardon?
Gary, you're cutting out.
It's a Mother Earth Living website that it connects you to.
Oh, so you're connected to some other website that
it takes you to that website.
Okay, well, then we probably put a report from somebody, and they have links to their website. So then you would, you know, if they're writing against aspartame, you can pretty be sure that they wouldn't put anything up there that has aspartame in it.
Yeah, it's dealing with alkalinity. What is alkaline, and how to eat properly with alkaline foods that are alkalinity.
Well,
okay.
You know, that's That's good, because that's why we use alkaline water, because if your body
is... That distilled water you're talking about?
No, that's not distilled water. It's alkaline water. And
okay.
It's a machine that gives you alkaline water, and it takes all this bad stuff out that's in the tap water.
Yeah, I drink distilled water.
Well, distilled water is what Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Roberts have said, that when you first get off aspartame to use that, because you don't want any chlorine and you don't want any fluoride, but they also say that you can only use it just a small period. You can't stay on it. At least that's their suggestion. So I've used it myself, and then I went and got the alkaline machine, and buy alkaline water, whatever is helped to you.
Okay, thank you so much, Betty.
Sure.
Thank you, Barry. All righty, let's take Vince in Indiana. Vince, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Mike. Hi, Dr. Martini. Hi, Deanna. Love your show.
Thank you.
I just want to make a suggestion to the listeners. I've been a longtime stevia consumer for about 10 years now, so I've tried different brands. And when I first started consuming it, I did notice that 100% stevia does leave a bitter aftertaste. But there's a brand that's made by Cal, K-A-L. Cal's has a stevia that has a combination stevia with added lohan. And lohan is a fruit that's in the kiwi family. And when they combine this, it tastes just like sugar, except it's 300 times sweeter, so you don't have to use a large amount. But it leaves no aftertaste. It's delicious. You can cook with it. My girlfriend made a delicious rhubarb pie with it, because she first made the rhubarb pie using a Now brand stevia, which is 100% stevia. And I says, you should have told me you were baking this. I would have gave you a couple packets of the Cal. So she redid it. She made another pie with the Cal, and it tastes just like there's sugar in it. It's good for diabetics. It doesn't raise the your glucose level, spike your glucose. And once again, it's called Cal's. And you can get it. I don't see it in stores yet. But you can get it online. I know Amazon's got it and a couple of other places. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Love your show, Deanna. Keep up the good work, hon.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Deanna, and good afternoon, Dr. Martini.
Good afternoon.
I think it takes more people to finally hang in and start speaking out, but too many people are still sitting on the fence.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame, and it is usually because of the addiction. You know, they don't want to give it up, and there have been so many citizens' petitions for ban. In fact, one went all the way to the Supreme Court in 1986, because so many people were going blind and having so many seizures. And why is it so important? Dr. Morgan Rayford had said if it's in the wet state, they can get their vision back,
okay,
even if they're legally blind.
We do have a commercial break. We will be right back in about 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her main website is mpwhi.com. There's so much information there, just so much help. I think that that could answer just about anybody's questions. And we had Werner. Werner, do you want to ask your question or make your comment?
Well, one person or a few persons cannot do that. The rest of the people, they have to wake up because it affects us all. And they have to be basically become activists and rattle the cages of the politicians, the mainstream media, and demand answers and that they live up to their mandate.
Well, that's true. Actually, as I said in the very beginning, I didn't realize I'd be here 20 years later, but it's all over the world, and it's caused a global epidemic, and people in many countries didn't even know about it. We had set up chapters. Well, now we're in 43 countries. Everybody works free, and then it's translated into other languages, and the reason everyone should get involved is because even if you think you don't use it, you may find that some of your family, friends do, and you simply can't let them be poisoned and have full knowledge. So it means that because of the power of industry, it takes everybody getting involved to get rid of this global plague that has affected so many people that the medical text is just full of diseases and things, some things that can't be reversed. So, for instance, Lane Shore of Mission Possible Chicago, he's lost 8 members of his family to aspartame who wouldn't listen. And I've written to their doctors and other things to help along, and the doctors have been addicted to it. So you're absolutely right. It means that everybody should get involved.
And it is basically criminal negligence by those in government that are supposed to protect us from those kind of products.
What's interesting about aspartame, because first the FDA tried to have the manufacturer indicted for fraud, and both U.S. prosecutors hired on with the defense team, and the statute of limitations expired. And then they revoked the petition for approval. So the G.D. Searle hired Don Rumsfeld to get it on the market. And he said, I'll call in my markers and do this. And what he did, he was on the transition team, and President Reagan owed him a favor so that the transition team, the day after he was elected, called and fired the FDA commissioner that would have signed it into law, and then knowing it would take 30 days to get another commissioner there, he wrote an executive order making the FDA powerless to sign that petition or do anything about aspartame until they could get Arthur Hull Hayes there, who was a friend of Don Rumsfeld. And then he overruled the Board of Inquiry. And, of course, because it is a poison, people were getting sick so fast there were 3 congressional hearings. Again, you're dealing with politics. So aspartame was never proven safe and never can be proven safe. That's
well,
how it
I
happened.
Understand when one part of the main components is methanol. And
severe
anybody,
metabolic poison.
And anybody knows, you know, methanol, it has been known for a long while consumption of methanol will lead to blindness.
Yes, and it did. You'd be surprised how many people that I've gotten off of it that were legally blind that had their sight restored. But if it goes to a certain point, you can't get their sight back. You remember during Prohibition how many thousands went blind on wood alcohol. Well, that's what this is. Methanol is wood alcohol.
And but basically, you mentioned about the legal and political shenanigans that were being played. That's basically, it fits right into what's called a criminal conspiracy.
Dr. Bowen listed it as under Title 18 of the section, let's see, of genocide, domestic genocide, and that's what it is. And the only warning that should be on aspartame is keep out of reach of humans, genocide. And that's what it is.
As I say, you know, when you spill some antifreeze, you know, you want to keep the animals away, keep the dog away, that they don't lick it up.
Right.
You know.
Well, animals will not use aspartame. They've done studies, and they know that it's a poison. In fact, when I was giving out flyers on a ship, a lady said, well, you don't have to give one to us. We live in Fort Myers, Florida. And I said, how come? She said, well, the authorities told us that the birds were getting the equal packets outside, and they were losing a leg, and they would get the fastest case of cancer and die very quickly. And she said they had passed some kind of a bill there not to put artificial sweeteners in restaurants outside because of what was happening. That shows you how serious it is. Evidently, the birds picking up paper got it in their mouth. So that's how serious it is. But it kills fire ants because it goes into formic acid, which is anthine poison. It's used to kill rats and mice because it killed rats during the studies. So it definitely is simply a chemical poison.
Oh, as I say, it's basically criminal.
Yes.
A criminal, you know, or what's in the law. Basically, it's murder or manslaughter.
Right. Right.
Well, Dr. Bowen wrote the FDA 25 years ago and told them that it was mass poisoning of the American people in more than 70 countries of the world. Now it's 100. Now worry if it can't be banned with Codex, it would then be used in countries that it's not even approved in. So it's a very serious matter right now and very important to get the information, yes, to Congress. I've written my own congressman who hasn't responded because about the FDA sending out now propaganda. In other words, if you tell them, gee, we know there's methanol in it, that's a severe metabolic poison that's converted from the methyl ester, and they'll say there's more methanol in oranges than in aspartame. And that's misleading the public because in oranges, there's also ethanol, which is the antidote to methanol toxicity, and it binds to pectin and takes it safely out of your body. So I had written to get the FDA to stop putting out all this propaganda, and I had talked to somebody in the FDA at an expo, and he said, well, Betty, we did everything we could. We tried to indict them. We tried to revoke the petition, and politics took over, and so your argument is with Don Rumsfeld because we have a hard time saying, yes, we approved it, but it's poison. But they know it. They know it.
Sure.
May I just say, you mentioned earlier about candent water. A couple of years ago, I attended a workshop, and it was about a promotional campaign for candent water conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was said in Japan, the Japanese government, they pay for those machines for each 4 families.
Yes, I was interested in seeing something about Japan, and it showed that, you know, like if patients go in a hospital here in America, the first thing they do is take blood work. In Japan, the first thing they do is take your pH. You know, which is what the machine does, and I thought that was very interesting. It was showing how they saved somebody's leg from amputation by using the Kangen water, and it is in Japanese, I think, with, under it, subtitles in English, but it was very interesting.
It means where the priorities are.
Right.
In Japan, it's, the priorities is the health of the people. And here in North America, it's business.
We are out of time. Thank you, Werner, for calling in. And thank you so much, Dr. Martini, for being on the program today.
Thank you.
We'll have to do this in September and maybe have an aspartame week.
Okay.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.